Hey there, digital warriors. Welcome back to Digital Poison, the dopamine cure for screen addiction and burnout. I'm your host, Rachel Carter, and let me tell you, this one's a biggie. We're diving deep into creating healthy digital habits that actually stick. Because let's be real, scrolling through social media or binge-watching Netflix can feel like an addiction, right? Ever find yourself hitting the snooze button on life because your phone is calling your name? I know I have. But fear not, my friends, this isn't about demonizing technology. It's about taking control and making it work for us, not the other way around. We're going to arm you with practical strategies, actionable tips, and a whole lot of motivation to break free from those digital shackles and reclaim your time, energy, and sanity. So, what are these magic bullets? Let's get down to it. First up, awareness is key. You gotta know where your time goes. Think about it. When do you reach for your phone? What apps drain your precious hours? Track your screen time, there are tons of apps that help with this. And you'll be shocked at how much time you spend glued to those screens. You know, the feeling when your friend's asking you a question, but all you can think about is finishing that TikTok video? Yeah, that's awareness in action. Next up, set clear intentions. Why are you using your phone in the first place? Are you checking for information, connecting with loved ones, or simply escaping reality? Define your goals and use them to guide your digital behavior. It's like setting a compass for your online journey. Now, let's talk about boundaries. Ever feel like your phone is always buzzing, demanding your attention? You need boundaries, my friend. Designate no phone zones in your life, like the dinner table or during quality time with loved ones. Create specific times to check emails and social media instead of constantly refreshing throughout the day. Think of it as carving out sacred space for yourself and your real-life connections. Embrace boredom. This might sound counterintuitive, but trust me on this one. Boredom is actually a breeding ground for creativity and self-discovery. When you are not constantly bombarded with digital stimuli, your mind has the space to wander, dream, and come up with brilliant ideas. So next time you feel that urge to reach for your phone out of sheer boredom, try something else, read a book, go for a walk, have a conversation with someone face to face. Finally, celebrate your wins. Every small step towards healthier digital habits is a victory. Acknowledge your progress, give yourself credit for your efforts, and don't beat yourself up over slip-ups. Remember, this is a journey, not a race. So be kind to yourself, stay consistent, and watch as you reclaim control over your digital life. Okay, here's a real-life example that might hit home. Imagine you're on a date with someone special. You're having an amazing time, laughing, connecting, really present in the moment. But then, bam, your phone buzzes with a notification. It could be anything, a text from a friend, a work email, or even just that tempting Instagram notification. What happens next? Do you ignore it and stay fully engaged with your date, or do you reach for your phone, breaking the flow of conversation and potentially missing out on some precious connection? I'm betting you know the answer. Staying present is always worth it. But sometimes those digital distractions can feel so powerful. It's like they have their own gravity pulling us in. That's why setting boundaries and prioritizing real-life interactions is crucial. So let's recap. We need awareness of our screen time, clear intentions for our online behavior, firm boundaries to protect our time and energy, the courage to embrace boredom, and a celebration of every victory along the way. Remember, you're not your phone. You have the power to choose how technology serves you, not the other way around. Now go forth, my digital detox warriors. Take these tips, experiment with what works for you, and start building those healthy digital habits that will stick. I want to hear about your journey, share your triumphs, your struggles, and your insights on social media using #DigitalPoisonPodcast. And remember, keep pushing forward, one screen-free moment at a time. Until next time, stay empowered.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.